Well, hello, and welcome to Muni for Your Money, the Reverse Mortgage Show. I'm Kathy Muni, Senior Loan Officer and Reverse Mortgage Specialist at Silverleaf Mortgage here in Colorado. We're located in the streets at South Glen, the corner of University and Arapahoe and Centennial. We serve all of Colorado, and we do especially a lot of business here in the Denver metro. So thanks for listening. I'm joined in the studio today by Matt Witt, the President and Operations Manager at Silverleaf. Matt, thanks for being here.
Hi, Kathy. Thanks for having me on the show.
We have a great show today, full of new stories. It's so fun. You know, we do so much business that we have client after client that comes through. We're able to get their loan closed. I had one close in 12 business days here just recently. And most of the time, we can close a loan in 30 days or less, whereas other lenders take 60 to 90 days. And I think that's because they just don't have the expertise that we have with reverse mortgages.
Yeah, that's right, Kathy. We've done thousands of reverse mortgages over 5 years. We've seen every scenario that you can ever imagine. So we know what the fix is with all the different unique scenarios that come in. And we get a lot of calls from listeners and clients that call in and they have talked to somebody else or they were declined somewhere else and we're able to help them. You know, national lenders or even other local lenders, they don't come out to your house. They'll send you a package and you just can't do a reverse mortgage from getting a package in the mail and not having the lender visit your home. It's very important to sit down and go through the documents, make sure you understand everything. But equally, we'll come in and do a home inspection. And with a home inspection, we'll identify some things that may need to be cured before the appraisal. And you may have some things on your list that you want done before the appraisal. If you're working with a lender that does not do that, then you're in trouble. And that loan is destined to fail because it's based on the appraisal and the condition. And if you don't have the right condition to start with, you're either going to get a very low value or you're going to be stopped and say you have to do all of these repairs before you can move on and you still have a low value. So it's very important. Silverleaf comes out, we do a home inspection, and all the repairs that we might recommend, those will be done with five-star Colorado contractors that'll do the work and defer their payment until after closing. So that's an important piece that differentiates Silverleaf from other lenders.
And you know, you are the one who will manage those vendors. So the folks don't have to be worried or concerned that somehow they have to oversee what's going on because you come out and you make sure that everything is going right and the right team is arriving and doing the work that they need to do and so on. And so that's a blessing. The pressure is off of the homeowner, but their home is refreshed, refurbished, attended to, and they can get the highest possible appraised value as a result. You know, when you mentioned out-of-state lenders, they can go online and look at Zillow or something like that, but that is often inaccurate. I had one where I was looking up value in a couple of different places better than Zillow, and I thought, oh, well, look at this. These homes around have sold for, you know, $370,000. Probably that's going to be what my client's home will be. When I went and visited, I discovered he was in a neighborhood where many of the homes had been totally refurbished. So all those homes I was seeing at $370,000 were those practically brand new homes, fresh paint, new landscaping, and one can imagine what the inside looks like. Gorgeous. And yet my guy was in a home that was from the 1960s, had not been updated at all. Deferred maintenance because, you know, you get into retirement a few years and things happen and you're just not able to take care of things. So his home at the way it looks right now is not going to come in at 370. But some out-of-state lender doesn't know that. They set up the loan based on that. And then guess what? Doesn't work because there's not enough money in the house. Now, Silverleaf Mortgage, I've already told you about this guy, and you'll be going out to see him and address some of that deferred maintenance and the things that are needed to help bring his property up in value.
Yeah, that's right. So, Kathy, the client gets a double benefit from our services. One, We help do those repairs before closing so he can get the highest appraised value, which means he can get the most amount of money, the largest line of credit, the most monthly income, whatever his choices are. But secondly, there's tremendous joy and happiness of bringing in a team to get all your honeydews done, all the,
right.
the list of stuff that has piled up over the last 10 or 15 years that you just haven't been able to get to. And now you've got some contractors and Matt and some painters that are doing that work. And when it's done, you know, even before the appraisal, but when it's done, it's going to leave you with this immense sense of happiness and joy to get fresh paint, clean carpets, trim your trees, work on any plumbing or electrical, maybe a roof that hasn't been repaired from a hailstorm. And you get all those done, it leaves you with a lot of joy.
It does. We see it time and time again. It changes people's lives and their outlook, and it's refreshing and uplifting. And we even help with cleaning and decluttering, things like that, that are just difficult for folks to be able to accomplish after a certain age. And so, yeah, it's a blessing.
And you know, Kathy, the services that we offer are not just for, you know, a senior who's advanced in age and, you know, hasn't done been able to do maintenance for 10 or 15 years. They're also for the younger retired homeowners. I remember this one just recently. Their home was about $800,000, and they were just into retirement, and they wanted to get rid of this $3,000 mortgage payment. Their home was immaculate, and it was probably only 9 or 10 years old. But we gave they wanted a fresh coat of paint. We gave their home a fresh coat of paint and then painted the deck on the back the way they wanted. And it was almost like a brand new home. So here's this retired couple was, you know, under 70 with a $800,000 home, and they got new paint prior to the appraisal. And of course it appraised now like a brand new home, but it brought them a lot of joy to change that color. So again, it's not just for, you know,
right.
one group. It's for a wide range of people out there that would like a reverse.
That's right. So a reverse mortgage is a very versatile product that can help a lot of people. And we typically talk about the program that's federally insured. It's called HECM, Home Equity Conversion Mortgage. And in that program, at least one borrower must be 62 years of age. But Silverleaf Mortgage also has other products for homeowners as young as 60 and even for condominiums that are not FHA approved. So if that's you, whether you're 60 or upwards of 60, but if you're in a condominium that is not FHA approved, give me a call, because there's a good likelihood that we'll be able to help you. We've helped borrowers in Lanai condos in downtown Denver, Foxdale condos. Those condominiums are not FHA approved, but we were able to help the folks with a reverse mortgage with this alternative program. But most people use the HECM, Home Equity Conversion Mortgage. It's guaranteed insured by the federal government. It's a great product. And one of the big myths is that if you do a reverse mortgage, the bank owns your home. Not true. Another myth is that you'll pass debt on to your heirs. Also not true. The loan is called a non-recourse loan. You can never owe more than the home is worth, and no debt passes on to the heirs or the estate.
No, they don't, and that's really important. We hear that all the time. I think from new listeners or somebody new to a reverse mortgage, I think 75% of them believe that the bank's going to own their home, and that's just not the case. And that also kind of brings me to the point of a reverse mortgage is a very personal decision. It can help a lot of people for a lot of different reasons. They can eliminate their mortgage payment, whether you're 65 and you've just retired or you're 85 and have a mortgage payment. You know, you see on TV these days, all of the home refinancing ads, refinance your home, low rate. And if you do that at 60, when you're fully employed and have a fully employed income, then you have a mortgage payment until you're 90. And
right.
We see that all the time. So at 80, that mortgage payment seems that it's grown and doubled and tripled. Feels like it. At 85, it feels even more strangling. So it can help for lots of reasons, but it's very personal. So if you really want to get the information on if it's going to help you, call Kathy, get the real information. But I wouldn't go out and talk to friends and neighbors and ask for people's opinion or even to ask people how it works, because I think 50 or 75% of the people out there have no idea, but they have wrong information. So if you're really considering it, call and just get the real information, and then you can think about it and see if it's right for you.
Right, that's right. So give me a call. My name is Kathy Muni. I'm with Silver Leaf Mortgage. The number is 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. And you owe it to yourself and to your family to have accurate information. One of the other things, I had a lady call me, and she had already thought in her heart that she wanted a reverse mortgage, and she said on the phone, "But I understand that when I pass away, the bank is going to keep all the rest of the equity, and I feel sad about that because I wanted to leave something to my children." I'm like, no, you misunderstand. That's not how it works. You will the property to your heirs, and then the heirs decide what they always decide. Will they keep the home, refinancing that loan balance into their own name, and then the remaining equity in the home becomes theirs? Or will they sell the home, paying off the reverse mortgage and keeping the rest of the equity? So you don't give up your equity when you do a reverse mortgage. It's still your money.
It is. And we're very fortunate in Colorado that since January of 2015, our market values, our property values have gone up. So that's very good for all of our assets, our real estate assets, and it's good for a reverse mortgage. If you've been out to California lately, and we just had a trip out there, their population is out of control and very high out in California. Lots of traffic, lots of people, lots of congestion. And we see a lot of those California people, right. They're moving east and they're looking for a great place. And Colorado is one of the most beautiful places in the country. So we've had tremendous population growth, lots of new housing growth, and they're planning that Denver's going to continue to grow for the next 20 years. Well, that's going to help you on your equity. And so what happens to your equity when you take out a reverse mortgage? Well, you'll have a loan balance, and that'll grow at an interest rate. And let's say interest rates are about 5% now. But that loan balance is less than half of the value of your home. So now you have the value of your home, and it's twice as much as your loan. And an average appreciation, national appreciation statistic, is 3%. So if your house is growing at 3% and your loan's growing at 5%, your equity is growing. So you're not losing your equity. And so when you start the loan, in 10 years, you should have a similar amount of equity or more. 20 years, the same thing. So you're not losing that equity. And so we're very fortunate that, Colorado is growing and is going to continue to grow, because that helps all of our clients with a reverse mortgage.
Yes. There are many reasons why people do reverse mortgages. And there are those who have a mortgage and they want to eliminate that payment. So doing a reverse mortgage pays off their regular forward conventional type mortgage and eliminates the mortgage payment. Now, they still have to pay property taxes and insurance, but it removes the principal and interest payment. So that helps cash flow right away. But we have folks who don't have a mortgage, and they also do reverse mortgages because they have a great deal of equity or housing wealth tied up in the house with no way to access it unless they sell the home. But they don't want to sell. They've been in this home. This is their forever home. They're happy, comfortable. And so a reverse mortgage allows them to tap into some of that equity. And it especially helps when the people are on a fixed income and are what we call house rich and cash poor. They could really enjoy retirement more if they had a little bit of extra monthly income or a little bit of money in the bank. There are different ways to set up the loan to meet their needs, but to look forward to 20 or 25 years when you have a very minimal amount of money left at the end of the month, that's kind of sad. I mean, I had a guy tell me, I just want to go to the ball game and get a hot dog and a beer, you know. He didn't feel like he could go and enjoy a ball game. But after the reverse mortgage, then he had the freedom to do that as he chose to and enjoy his retirement a bit more. We've had folks that have done a reverse mortgage and used the money to buy an RV and go travel, buy a second home as an investment property, and they rented that out, buy a home in Arizona. I mean, just the uses for the money, which, by the way, is not taxable by the government, is just myriad, as many as the people.
Yeah, that's right. Kathy, you know, a lot of our listeners will use a reverse mortgage as a planning tool. And this is the right time as you're entering retirement or well into retirement to plan. If you're with a spouse, we know, as we visit all of our clients, we know that one spouse is going to outlive the other. And sometimes you can see it in the family where it's visible that, you know, one of the spouses is going to live a lot longer than the other. This is a great time while you have two of you in the household to now plan for the time when there's one of you in the household, especially if you have a mortgage. But even if you don't, once that other spouse leaves and their income is gone, then that dramatically affects, you know, the household makeup and the financial picture. So it's a great time while there's two of you to plan, use a reverse mortgage and plan for the day when there's just one of you, to where that remaining spouse, it's you know, life is very easy financially, and that they can stay in their home forever.
Right. Yeah. And that's the thing is, especially if there's a mortgage payment, the surviving spouse is going to have to pay the mortgage, the taxes, the insurance, all included in that, which they continue to rise over the years, as well as the maintenance and the utilities and food and prescriptions and so on and so on. And you're right, when income is cut because one spouse has passed away, that can be super difficult. This is a way for the spouse says to protect one another and to make a way, to provide a way, and especially true for families where one spouse is quite a bit older than another. I've helped folks where maybe the husband is in his 80s, the wife is in her 60s, and they're thinking ahead. You know, they're planning ahead, and this is a way that that younger spouse is usually the one we think will probably live long. To be in that home for the rest of her life, as long as she chooses. Now, she could sell, and that's fine too. But if she wants to make it her forever home, she can. And it's a great comfort to, or it was in this case, for the husband to know that his wife was well cared for and that he was part of making sure of that.
That's exactly right. Kathy, sometimes on the shows we talk about lots of different topics, but I want to make sure to get into this show. You can use a reverse mortgage to purchase a new home. So it doesn't have to be a home that you're living in and you use it as a refinance. You can use it to help you purchase a new home and not have a payment. If you have a reverse mortgage, then you can refinance your reverse mortgage and take out more cash or get more monthly income or have a larger line of credit. Especially if you've taken out a reverse mortgage prior to 2016. If you've had one for 3 years or longer, there's a great chance that your home has gone up $50,000 or $100,000 or more in value. And some pockets of Denver, like the Highlands, you know, they've gone up 200% or 300%. So if you have a reverse mortgage now, call us. We can give you an idea. But there's a great chance that you can take an additional $50,000, $75,000, $100,000 with a new reverse mortgage by refinancing your other. And then the last piece I wanted just to get in, you know, if If life has been difficult, you're on a fixed income, and the payments and financially have been tough, we have some clients that miss a mortgage payment. And so now once that cycle starts, you know, that's a very tough cycle to get out of, especially on a fixed income. So if you're in that situation and the finances are that tight that you're starting to miss a payment, a reverse mortgage can help you. It can even help you once a foreclosure has started. It can help you if you're in bankruptcy. Those circumstances do not preclude you from getting a reverse. In fact, those are often the solutions to get you out of a foreclosure, get you out of a bankruptcy, is to refinance into a reverse, pay off that mortgage lender, that payment that you're struggling to make, and now it'll leave you without a mortgage payment. So it takes away that monthly burden, and now you have $1,000 a month, if that was your payment, that you're going to keep in checking or savings. So if things are starting to get tight and a little out of control, or if you're already in a bad situation with foreclosure or bankruptcy, call Kathy, because a reverse can be the exact solution to help you out of that.
It can be. Give me a call. My name is Kathy Muni at Silver Leaf Mortgage. The number is 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. We're working with a client right now. They are in the midst of a bankruptcy, and we're going to be able to help them. And it's we've helped other people who were in bankruptcy, just out of bankruptcy, looking towards bankruptcy. There was one fellow I worked with who had gotten, once we had started to work together, he got a letter from the lender saying, we're going to foreclose on you. And so I was able to help him. We did a three-way call, talked to the lender, said, no, don't do that. We're going to pay this off in 2 weeks. Hold off. And so he wasn't foreclosed upon, and he could keep his home. So that's a huge thing. I mean, because think what would have happened had he not done the reverse mortgage. He would have gotten the letter about foreclosure. It would have proceeded. And then he'd be in his mid-80s and no house. What are you going to do? I mean, this was a great thing that he was able to do the reverse mortgage, saved his house. He can live there as long as he likes.
Yeah, that's fantastic. To talk to our listeners, I just wanted to let them know that, you know, we come out to your home. We do business at the kitchen table. Some lenders will send you, you know, if you start a reverse mortgage loan application over the phone, might be a local lender or even a national lender, all of a sudden, they'll send you a package in the mail, 100 pages that they expect you to read and understand, and it's almost impossible. So we don't do that. We bring the package out, sit down, talk to you, answer all the questions you have, and do a home inspection. So it's great to do business with a local company, especially this type of loan, that can come out and help you. And, you know, while we go out and visit clients, we see that they've received dozens and dozens to hundreds of mail solicitations for a reverse mortgage. And some of our clients keep them all in a big box or a big folder that we go through. And what it tells me is there's a lot of deceptive advertising coming from these other lenders. You know, some will say you can get 10,000, and some will say you can get 300,000. Well, that's not the case, and they're just sending out just wild advertising that may not have any truth to it. So if you really have interest in learning, you know, the real facts about a reverse mortgage, what your home is worth and what you can get and help your situation, Silverleaf is a Colorado company. We're here locally. We'll come out and see you. And make sure you have real information that a out-of-state lender just doesn't have.
That's right. You know, I think you mentioned a little earlier about using a reverse mortgage to purchase. I have a client right now. We helped her with a reverse mortgage 2 or 3 years ago. But now she's decided that home no longer meets her needs, and she would like to live someplace else. So now we're helping her to well, she has a realtor to help her sell the current home, but I'm helping her with a reverse for purchase so she can move into a patio home or a townhome, whatever it is that she's chosen, and use a reverse mortgage to make that purchase. It extends her buying power so she can buy more than she would otherwise because she's using the reverse mortgage financing, and she will not have a mortgage payment in the new place. So it's a great thing. It's a great deal. It's something to look into if that's your situation. Maybe your home is not meeting your needs anymore. You've been there 40 years and the kids are gone and that's a lot to clean and you're tired of shoveling snow. Maybe you'd like to live in a townhouse or patio home or a condominium.
That's right. You know, Kathy, sometimes our listeners wonder what their children are going to think if, you know, they want to do a reverse mortgage. And I can tell you almost without question, we talk to a lot of children, and they're adult, you know, children in their 50s or 60s. Right. They're very supportive because at this point, they know mom or dad, they're struggling. And that your children don't want to see you struggle. They want your retirement life to be the most beautiful part of your life for the remaining life. So if you're worried about what your kids are going to think, overwhelmingly, your children will support it. It'll give you, you know, financial relief, take away those pressures of the monthly bills, put some cash in the bank, and take all that pressure off you. And that helps them. They don't want mom or dad to be under pressure. And then they also don't want to be under pressure to have to support mom and dad financially.
Right.
So you'll get lots of support from your children. I mean, this is your home that you've paid into for many, many, many years. It's a big savings account or piggy bank. It's okay to take a little bit of money out of that to make your life easier. And you certainly have the right to do that because it's yours and you've paid into it.
Yes, and the kids are often so supportive. And if they're not, it's usually because they don't understand the program. And so I talk to lots of kids and happy to do so because I want everyone to have accurate information about how the program works. And then once they've gotten that accurate information, then they're like, oh, yeah, okay, I see how this is a good thing for mom. And I've mentioned before that I've had kids call in on behalf of the parents. I think my mom could benefit from this. Would you talk with her? So, yeah, it works. It works all those ways. So it's been a wonderful opportunity that we've had to help so many people. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful week, and God bless.